Okay, here we go. Five ideas to Parshas Vayikra, Tavshin Pei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This week we'll try to connect a little bit to what's going on in the Welt. Yeshiva Soros Tovas for Klal Yisrael, Yeshiva Soros Tovas for the entire world, specifically for Tzionis and Medevaira, Aaron Shaul ben Rachel, Yitzchak 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 ben Shifra, Psoch Shar Chol Yisrael, Abonu Shem, Shabrasas, Vesiad Shmaya. Maybe before we start the ideas, maybe one minute of Chizuk. You know that Ikvus of the Meshicha, the Mashiach is going to come as Hashem, like a baby being born. And up until the last minute of the baby being born, that's when the most pain. That's when we know that the Rabbeinu Shem says that the Mashiach is going to come, Taka, when the sun's going to rise. But when we know when is the darkest time of the night, the darkest time of the night is right when the sun's about to rise. So Bez Hashem, the more Choshech we see, the more choshech and the more hester panim that maybe we see, we don't know what's going on in our world, we know what's going on in our neighborhood, we don't know what's going on in the Welt. We know. Because the more choshech, because it's getting so choshech to get out there, we know that or is right around the ground, right in the corner, we just got to hold on a little longer. Ez Hashem Yisparach. Now we get to the Parsha, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, V'nesh v'nefesh ki sakrev karba mincha la'Hashem, soiles yeh karbono. When a soul will bring a meal offering to Hashem, his offering shall be a fine flour. And at the end of the day, we this types of carbon, a meal offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says on the spot, "Nefesh ki sakriv, lo nemer nefesh b'chol kabanos nedava el b'mincha." It only says the word nefesh by carbon mincha. Why? Because who brings a carbon mincha? A poor person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Medrash says, and the Gemara says, in Manachas, and daf kuf dalet omed beis, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ila ali ani alav ki li kriv nafsho. Someone who says, someone who brings a meal offering and is modest about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's as if they brought himself. Says the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, I believe the son of the Imamis. What do we see here from this Rashi? The essence of Karbanosh, the Nefesh Kisakr of the Rebbeinu Shem says, Ma'ila Ani Alav Ki'ilu Kriv Nafsho. I consider that he brings this carbon, I consider that he brings his soul. We see, says the Beis Yisrael, that the Iker point of a carbon, the Iker point of a sacrifice is to what? The Iker point is to have anova and shiflus and bittel and hachna, to feel humility, to feel like we're nothing, to feel like we're nothing. Like nowadays, we have all the technology and all the doctors in the entire world, and the president's running the country for great 3 years in the economy, and poof, like that, within 3 weeks, done. So it says the Beis Yisrael, you know what the essence of Karbanos? The essence of Karbanos is bittel, hachna, and anova. And maybe we could say now, Gemara Brachas tells us, and Dav Chavav, Chavav Mabez, that Tefillah is connected to Karbanos. We're not davening in a minyan. But maybe we could say, what's the ikar part of this tekufa in our lives? Is that to have the midah of Anava. One of my friends asked Rabbi Simon, who quoted Rabbi Reichman Shlita from Yeshiva University, a Yeshiva, the Talmud of the Rav, Talmud of Stuchini Rav, and he said, what's the vort, what's the chizuk? He says, the chizuk of these days, of what we're living during this virus, is one word, anava. To realize that there's the Rabbeinu Shalom, to realize that we don't run anything in the world, is this Rashi. But Nefesh Ki Sakrav says the Beis Yisrael, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ila Ani Alav Ki'ilu Kriv Nafsho. And that's exactly what Rav Reichman said, that this is all about anava. To realize we're nothing. This is really what Rav Tzadok says, we can't skip this Rav Tzadok. Nafshi ka'af al-kol, you would say in al-kaid al-tzor, then p'sach l'bi'b'sor secha. You want to have the Torah to penetrate your life? First you have to have anava. Nafshi ka'af al-kol, first you have anava, then p'sach l'bi'b'sor secha, then the Torah can open up to beautiful in front of the Beis Yisrael, the Rabbi Reichman Shlita, and the Tzadok move on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz, the Majitzer, the first pasuk in Shlishi. Perek, Beis, pasuk Zayin. If your offering, if your carbon is a meal offering in a deep pan, should be made of fine flour with oil. It says Rashi, Marcheshes, Klihu Shahaya B'mikdash Amuk. Meitok Shehu Amuka Shamnat Savor. At the end of the day, says Rashi, a deep pan. It's a vessel that was in the base of Mikdash, that it was deep. Because it was deep, its oil gathered to a considerable depth. Says the Divrei, so what's the deeper pshat of these words of Rashi, that at the end of the day, it was a deep, that the Marcheshes is a deep pan. He says, you want to know Kli Shehu Shehaya B'Mikdash? You want to have Kedusha in your life? Make sure, Shehaya B'Mikdash, make sure you have things that are deep. Hayos HaTemunah B'Mitzvah B'Omek HaLev Amok. Rashi is five words. Kli shehu shahaya b'mikdash amak. The vessel that was in this mikdash, it was amak, it was deep. But he says, at the end of the day, you want to have kedusha in your life, make sure it's coming from a deep place. Make sure you're davening, because you're not davening, rattling off, you're not going to mean you're just learning the daf. No, make sure you're coming to a deep place. The Rabbeinu Hashem wants a deep relationship with us. And this is what Rashi says, kli hu shahaya b'mikdash. You want to have a kli in the mikdash, you want to have kedusha in your life, amak. Make sure it's coming from a deep place. Like we say in Shia Malach, mi ma'amakim. From the deep place. Ben Ishchai writes in his Sefer, Ben Yoyada, Gemara and Brachas, that they threw out the people that were in Tohu Kaboro. Tohu Kaboro. What's the essence of Tohu Kaboro? That you should be, the inside should be like the outside. He says, Tohu, the inside is Chavav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tohu, Chavav, inside. Kiboro is Chavav on the outside as also. Because when a Jew is Tohu Kiboro, that inside is outside, he's beaming of Yiddishkeit. It's not just a chitzonis and just I'm just going with the flow. This is part of my culture. I have to daven. I have to learn. No. I'm a Jew, and what's going on now in this world? We know at the end of the day, if we don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, of course we're going to bug out. But if we're Tohu Kiboro, if we have a deep relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's definitely precautions. There's chas v'sholom, no fear. Chas v'sholom, no fear. We know the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us every minute. Tohu Kiboro means that I'm with the Rabbeinu Shalom every single minute, inside and outside. And this is exactly what Rashi says, Klihu shayav b'mikdash amuk. Now you want to have Kedusha, says it, the Divrei Yisrael Majlis, you want to have Kaddish, make sure it's coming from an amuk place, make sure you're doing it in a deep way, in a hidden way, says the Divrei Yisrael. Make sure to be that it's done in a hidden and refined and a deep in a way that you don't have to tell the felt, but it's mamash in you, tocha kibaro, it's mamash in you. That's the whole vort of the Divrei Yisrael, the Ben Ishchai. Moving on to Adi number three. Number three, I saw a beautiful Torah from the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoyah Satmar. Beautiful idea from the Satmar Rebbe. Perek Dalet, Pasuch of Beis, Asher Nasi Yechta v'asa achas mikol mitzvot Hashem alokav, Shalos Hesena b'shkaga v'ashen. When a ruler sins, a leader sins, it commits a sin from all the commandments of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it may not be done intentionally and becomes guilty. Rashi says, this lashon of Asher is a lashon of Ashrei. Fortunate is the generation whose ruler says, how much more so when he admits his sins from accident, from unintentional, even for his intentional sins. But the Satmar Rebbe picks up in the words, "Mikol mitzvah Hashem alokav Asher lo se'asena." All the mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu told us not to do, and says the Satmar Rebbe, beautiful idea. He says, "You know what the Yitzhar does sometimes? The Yitzhar sometimes clouds our eyes and tells us certain things are mitzvahs, but they're really averus. Mikol mitzvahs Hashem alokav Asher lo se'asena." Make sure at the end of the day that everything that you do is a mitzvah. Because what the Satmar Rebbe says is that the Yetzirah sometimes makes clouds that Asher lo se'asena b'shkaga. That the Yetzirah makes you think that you do a mitzvah, but you really do an avera. And this is exactly what Rabbi Olbam said, Rabbi Olbam of Shlita, of Qigron Hill, said last week. And he said, that what's the Yetzirah's tactic? Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin, Hey, Amen Alf. And he connects, the Baal Shem Tov connects it to Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shecht the Yetzirah when a Mashiach comes. Why is he going to shecht the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah was just supposed to do his job. Says the Baal Shem Tov, you have to look at Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin, Hey, right on the bottom. What's sheichit? Sheichit mishim ma'ichayev? Rav Amar mishim tzoveya. Someone who colors. Someone who slaughters. On Shabbos, what's the iser? Because you colored, you brought dam there. Says the Baal Shem Tov, you want to know why the Yitzhar is supposed to be, is going to be killed? Not because he was supposed to test us with averus. But what did the Yitzhar do? He colored averus to be mitzvahs. He said, go to Minyan when it's pikuach nefesh. Go to Minyan. Go learn Torah when it's pikuach nefesh. Chas v'sham, said Rabbi Obem. Chas v'shalom, Yitzhara. This is the whole idea of the Satmar Rebbe right here. To make sure when you're living your life, mitzvahs are mitzvahs, averus are averus. Make sure your eyes don't become clouded, says the Satmar Rebbe in the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Olbam quoted. When you go to Minyan during this time period, and you're putting sakanas nefashos on the line, says Rabbi Olbam, you are not doing an avera. You are not doing a mitzvah. You are doing an avera. You're putting other people's lives, and I'm going to say this out loud. This is not me. I'm quoting Rav Olbam Shlita from Queens. You put your little minyan, your mitzvah derabanan, according to some, pikuach nefesh on the line for another else, for a minion? What about a Jew? Yarov, for a Jew, for a pikuach nefesh, mamish, says the Satmar Rebbe. This is exactly the word. Asher nasi yechav asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem alokava. Asher lo se asena shkava. To make sure all mitzvah kol mitzvah asher Hashem lo se asena. The Baruch Hashem told you to do certain things, and then he told you to not do certain things. Make sure that you don't do those things that the Yitzhar tells you that it's a mitzvah, but it's really not. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says over here. Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Sukkah. The Yitzhar is going to tell you to do certain mitzvahs, but really, Averis, Hashem Baruch Hu should give us the clarity to realize what's a mitzvah and to realize what is an Avera. Beautiful idea of the Sam Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov quoted by Rav Elbaum. Moving on to Adi number four. Adi number four, a little tamer, I apologize, but there's something that had to be said. Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel from the Tifer Shlomo, whose yard site is Chavtes Adar. This week, very, very exciting, connected the Tzaddik of Tifer Shlomo, the Radomsker, who is very close to the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, I saw from the Tosher Rebbe. Beautiful idea, he says here. Hey, Yud Gimel. V'chiper alav ha-kohen acha, tosu asher chata me'achas me'elav, v'nislach lo v'ahis le'kohen kamincha. The coins are going to have, someone sins, you need the coin to provide him kapara over his sins that he committed from one of these, and you be forgiven with him. It should be with the coin like the meal offering. Says the Tiferes Shlomo, what's so important about the Kohen coming to helping him gain kapara? What's so important of the Kohen coming to help him gain kapara? Says the Tiferes Shlomo, beautiful insight. He says, when the Kohen comes and he helps you, the Kohen realizes that it's not just you who sinned. That if the Kohen is being called upon to help you gain your kapara, it's also, he has something also in within that realm to correct. Says the Tiferes Shlomo, when the Kohen comes to correct and help you get past that sin, the kapara, he realizes that he himself has something to do with that sin, whether that means that he was the leader and he should have davened like something like by Makos a little bit. At the end of the day, he's the leader in Klal Yisrael. And this is what the pasuk means. The Kohen comes and realizes that he's also part and parcel of the Aver himself. And he's not just standing on the side. And maybe we could say, maybe, just maybe, this is the mission of Pirkei Avos. We should be like the students of Aaron HaKohen. We have to be We should love peace. We should pursue peace. We should be a student of Aaron HaKohen. He loved people and he brought people closer to the Torah. Says the Rebbeinu Yonah, you want to know Oiv Zabrevs, Umikarvan the Torah? There's a Vav there. When you show people love and you show people care and kindness and you text them, maybe someone you haven't texted or called in a while, you show them a little concern. That brings the Jew closer to their bonus home when you show a little love. And that's exactly, maybe we can say that Tiferes Shlomo was saying over here. Tiferes Shlomo was saying, the coin has to come to help you. It's not just coming here to help you, but it's also coming to you. He realizes that he himself, who is getting called upon to help one of his students, one of his fellow brethren, he also cares about his own. He's realizing that he has also what to correct. And this, that channels comes from his Avos Yisrael. Parenthetically, the Baal Shem Tov also says that whenever you see someone sinning, that also shows that something that you have to correct within yourself. But I think the Tiferes Shlomo is saying here, and Rabbi Yonah is saying, when you show the Kohen shows a little bit of concern for someone else, that brings the kapara quicker for him, for himself, because the Kohen now helps recharge that the person's battery by working on himself as well. And that's what Aaron HaKohen is so good about. Aaron HaKohen says, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yonah, Ovis Rizm Karma Torah, he showed love. And when you show love, that brings people close to the Torah. What a beautiful insight Avos saw, especially during these days. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. The fifth and final idea comes to us from the Rebbe Shalom of Koinedov. The Divrei Shalom, beautiful insight. He says over here, end of the Parsha, in Shvi Yehechav Gimel, V'haya ki yechata v'ashem, v'heshivis is a gzeil asher gazal. Right? Someone who steals. So it should be that when you sin and become guilty, you have to return the robbed iron that you stole, or the proceeds of its fraud, the pledge that you fled, whatever. Says the Pasuk, V'haya. We know the Gemara Megillah tells us about the Rebbe of Koinedov, says V'haya is the Lashem Simcha, the Gemara Megillah says. What is Vahaya? What's the simcha over here? The person sinned. He messed up. Okay, so he's to return the lost item. Very good. But the sin, you're happy about the sin? She really see Vayahi. Says the Rebbe Konanov, no. Vahaya ki yechta v'ashem. You know what the simcha is here? It's a person's able to admit his sin. A person's able to admit that you were wrong. That I messed up. The biggest part of tshuva is just to realize that I was wrong. I mean, Nachman says this all the time. We have to do tshuva on our own tshuva. We can't just do tshuva on our averus. Rabbi Nachman says all the time, we do tshuva on our tshuva. We have to do tshuva on our mitzvos as well. That's what the Sram say by Kaddish Urchatz. Why is there a vav by Kaddish Urchatz? Because Kaddish Urchatz means that I want to be rachatz also all my kedusha. I think Rabbi Nachman says this. I want to sanctify. I want to wash away all my mitzvahs, all my kedusha that I thought they're great. We tried our best. But there's still, we have to do tshuva also on our mitzvahs as well, Rabbi Nachman says. And this is exactly over here. The ability to say, you know, I messed up, doesn't just mean about your aveirs, but it also means by your mitzvahs as well. V'haya l'lashon simcha, because you're able to see and not to be so arrogant that look at me, I do this, I do that. No, you're able to see, I have what to do, I have what to grow from. And Menachem says this is exactly tshuva on your tshuva, kaddish then urchatz, because you have to be rachatz on all the kedusha in your life as well. The tshuva on your mitzvahs. I'll just review these five ideas as Hashem is baruch. We start off with a minute chizik to be able to say at the end of the day, before the sun rises, before the baby is born, there's going to be a lot of choshech. We have to hold on, because we know the more choshech, the closer the light is, the closer for the baby being born. The fifth, the five ideas we said was the Beis Yisrael, all about the mitzvah of what he's all about. Karbanos. Karbanos is the anava. The Rabbanu Shem says someone who brings a karban is ki'il hikriv nafsho, because the whole point of bringing a karban is when a Jew brings himself, but anava, that you're nothing, we're nothing without the Rabbanu Shem. That's what it's all about. And that's what Rabbi Reichman said the avodah of nowadays. Rav Tzadok says that to have Torah in your life, v'nafshi karfa l'kol tiyah, then p'sach li b'sor secha. You want to have Torah, first v'nafshi karfa l'kol tiyah, then p'sach li b'sor secha. The second idea, he said, the marcheshes, the deep frying pan, Rashi says, kli sh'aya b'makam amok, b'mikdash amok, that at the end of the day, the kli that was in this marcheshes, there was a deep frying pan, it was very deep, it was in the mikdash, says the Divrei Yisrael, you want to know what the most holy things are? The things that are deep, the things that are hidden, things that you don't have to flaunt. When you have a deep imimamakin krasich Hashem, that's the more holy stuff. When it's hidden and when it's private and when it's deep, that's the holy things. And the Banister Ben Ishchai says, Tochu Kiboro, Tochu, Tov, Tochu, the middle letters of Tochu inside is Chafav, Chodesh Baruch, Yudke Vavke, and Kiboro, the outside, Kiboro, Chafav on the outside. Because a Jew, he squeezes the Chodesh, he's Panemius, and his outside is also the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything a Jew is screams of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The third idea, the Baal Shem Tov, the Samar Rebbe. Samar Rebbe says, at the end of the day, Dalach of Bav, that sometimes the Yetzirah makes us think that mitzvahs asher nasi yechta la'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem al-Shem al-Kav asher lo sasen. You have to make sure mitzvahs are mitzvahs, averos and averos. You have to make sure that we know what's a mitzvah and we know what's an averos. The Baal Shem Tov says the Yetzirah is going to be shechted. The Gemara Tzuchta says, why? Why is he be shechted? The Ribbono Shel Olam told the Yetzirah that he had to do a job. Yeah, he had to tell us how to do averos, but he didn't have to tell us to do mitzvahs that are averos. Right? And that's what the Gemara says here on Shabbos Ayin Hay. Why is someone who shechts on Shabbos, is he chayv? Rav Omar Mishim Soveya, because he colors. And that's what the Yitzhar does. He colors our mitzvahs, but really they're averas. We have to know what's a mitzvah, we have to know what an avera is. The fourth idea of the Tever Shalom of Chi Parallel by Koin Achatazo, Hey Yud Gimel. At the end of the day, you need the coin to declare, to help you atone for your sin. Why do you need the coin? Because when the coin comes in for himself, he's just helping you. He views you as part of himself, and he davens for you, and he davens for himself. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ovis Ramirez from the Karim of the Torah, when a Jew is a student of Aaron or Cohen, you love people and you bring them closer to the Torah, Rabbeinu Yonah says. When you love people and you show them care and concern, then itself brings someone closer to Torah with a beautiful insight of Avisrael. And finally, the fifth and final idea, at the end of the day, the Pazik says in Hey Chav Gimel, V'haya ki yechta v'asha, what's the V'haya here? V'haya is Lashon Simcha, you would say V'ayahi, you sinned. No. The Haya says Rabbi Yekanadav, because you're able to admit your sin, that is a Lashon Simcha. And Rabbi Nachman says we have to do tshuva on our tshuva. It's not just good enough to do tshuva for our aviyas, we also have to do tshuva for our mitzvahs as well. And that's a Kaddish Urchatz. Kaddish Urchatz, why is there a vav there? Because we also want to cleanse our mitzvahs, our kedusha, all the things that we do in our life, not only cleanse our aviyas, but cleanse our mitzvahs as well. Kaddish Baruch Hu should bless us that all the Torah and all our learning and all our davening, all our chesed that we're doing should be Zoch Bez Hashem for all Klai, so for the entire world. We're taking these messages of another, of complete bittul to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to understand that the deeper our deeper relationship is with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more holy it is. To understand what a mitzvah it is and what an avera is, to have the proper perspective, to show care and concern to everyone into the entire world, and to do tshuva not only for our averos, but to tshuva to admit for our mitzvahs as well. Be'ez Hashem, be'soris tovas, be'ez Hashem, shkoyach.